from our point of view, we had a young team out there against an experience for Man United. But listen, at the end of the day, a sloppy goal was the turning point, and there were stages in that game we just switched off. You know, we had a purple patch probably midway through the first half and looked really sharp and kicked a bit of a goal in four. But half time, 3 points up, we wanted to start the second half well and we didn't. We missed a couple of chances, and all of a sudden Fermanagh got a couple of scores, and then the goal, as I say, came from a long high ball, and it wasn't dealt with. And you know, we didn't deal with it with a number of things in that second half, which would have been a disappointing thing. But listen, overall, from our point of view, it's all about preparation for the start of the National League, which is only two and a half weeks away. And listen, we have a lot of work to do, we know that, and we have a lot of players to come back in also.
It took you a while to settle, but once you settled, you took a firm grip, and especially around the middle of the field. I thought Nathan Mullins and Hugh McFadden and Keelan Ward came into the game and did well, and you got the scores, and you said you had that great spell of 1-4 without a play.
Absolutely, and you know, the lads got a stranglehold in the middle of the park, and you know, we won a lot of breaking balls and that spell too. But you know,
Jamie Brennan coming on.
Jamie Brennan, exactly. He can, you know, he was very, very sharp when he came in, and he looked lively. But listen, as I say, a match they got there, you know, of huge benefit to us in terms of, I mean, last weekend's match against Queens. I mean, very difficult to learn anything from that there. But listen, we'll go back and we'll analyse this game, and we know there's plenty to learn from that, especially on the Fermanagh kickouts in the second half that we just didn't.
Yeah, what happened that? Because you had done so well in the first half.
Absolutely, and we had closed them in, and just players switching off, and you know, their wing backs were breaking over the top, and they weren't being tagged, and that was basically it, and that was disappointing. But listen, as I say, some of these guys, it's at a high level now, and if you switch off, you're going to be punished, and we were punished there today. So
was there a little bit of indiscipline in the tackle as well? You know, Sean Quigley scored 1-7, I think 5 of it was from frees, 1 from a 45. You know,
well, I mean, we could look at that there, and we can look at the quality of the tackle, and I mean, to me, I felt that, you know, that we didn't get that many frees, scoreable frees inside the area, whereas Fermanagh did, and there was a lot of assistance to get there. But listen, we're not going to, I mean, we looked at this game, and as I say, we want to bring the positives out of it. We know we have a lot to learn, but we also know that it's one or two things that, you know, that we've done well tonight. But as I say, it's a learning curve for a lot of these younger lads at going into this level. This is a completely different level now, and Fermanagh might be a Division 3 team or whatever, but listen, they're a seasoned team, and that's a strong Fermanagh team out there.
Tell me, the black cards, Oren McNeilis and Stephen McMenamin, what did you make of them?
Well, very disappointing. I think the Oren McNeilis one, I'm not 100% sure exactly what happened. As someone said, it might have been a trip, but it looked very innocuous, to be quite honest, and that was a big disappointment from our point of view, because we wanted to get Oren on the park for 50-60 minutes now to see exactly where he's at. He needs some game time, and that was disappointing. The Stephen McMillan, I'm not quite sure what that was for, because he picked up a black, and his opposite number picked up a yellow. And you know, from our point of view, it's good to see Leo getting some game time towards the end of the match, the last 15 minutes. And you know, that's important, because we need Leo back in there, and we need to get him some game time.
You probably need Oren to get some more game time than he got today as well.
Exactly. I mean, that's what I was saying there. We need him on the park longer. So we'll go into Monaghan now. Listen, we're back training on Friday night, and we'll go into the Monaghan game on Sunday.
Monaghan becomes a big game now.
Yeah. Listen, at the end of the McKenna Cup, the whole thing about the McKenna Cup, it's about preparation for the National League, and it's great to get that type of game, you know, and a good high intensity game out there this evening. And you know, hopefully that'll stand by, as long as we learn from the mistakes. And you know, we'll go back to work tomorrow on that there, and look at the video, and as I say, we'll come back on Friday night with the group, and you know, try and sort a few of those problems out.
We mentioned Hugh McFadden obviously, and we mentioned Nathan Mullins in the first half. Tony McLennan had also had a very good first half, and Jamie Brennan, as we mentioned as well. They were other players that stood out.
Yeah, absolutely. Tony was excellent in the first half, and he was driving forward, and he was getting on the end of a lot of ball, and he was creating a lot of stuff for us. And the two midfielders exactly dominated long spells in that first half. And Jamie, as I said, did light the place up when he did come in. But listen, there's still plenty of work to do in terms of, I mean, our defensive end. We've got to be sharper, as I said. We've got to be better in the tackle. So a lot of work to do, and we are working on it. But as I say, it's work in progress. But listen, a good evening's work. And at the end of the day, probably Fermanagh were just a better side in the end up, and probably deserved to win it, you know, albeit over a bad goal and a bad decision making on a goal. But as I say, we have to move on now to Sunday.